Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And I got out to see the Irish play at American Repertory Theater of Western New York, performing there on Elmwood Avenue at the Compass Performing Arts Center. It's a play by Dan O'Brien, directed by Matt Lecusa. Very strong cast. The premise is very simple. It's a community theater in Cork, Ireland, trying to put on a play. And it has all of the competitiveness and petty grudges and dysfunction that we associate with community theaters the world over. But a passion for the art. And the director, played by Trevor Dugan, has cast the show, and much to the angst of everyone, he has cast an American in a leading role. And this instigates lots of hurt feelings, culminating, of course, in a drunken fight where things are said that we can't take back.
I loved some of those things that were said. I wish I could remember these great insults. I would use them in my day-to-day life if I could remember them. So funny and very, very quick. And you mentioned that fight. Oh my gosh. Stephanie Warnick was the fight director here. It's pretty violent.
It's pretty violent as a somewhat innocent character gets beaten up, beaten to a pulp by Declan O'Sullivan, a man with issues, played by John Della Contrada, the most substantial role I have seen him play. It's a big leap, and he was quite wonderful as this frightening and troubled man. But I was asking about the fight as scripted, and they said it's scripted even more violently. He basically smacks the life out of him. In a theater that intimate, you can't do that safely. So they found some tricks to make it very startling and seemingly violent. It is, of course, meticulously choreographed and rehearsed.
Very convincing. And getting back to actor Trevor Dugan, he plays Ed Deavy, the director. We've seen Trevor Dugan as Gippo Nolan, the informer in Matthew Lecusa's creation of a play out of a novel. Very powerful then and very powerful now. Trevor Dugan, good job.
He is. I loved The Informer and would love to see it get a life beyond the production that Matthew Lecusa did of his own play here in Buffalo. It's hard for something to get life, no matter how successful it is in Buffalo. Also in The Informer, cast was Catherine Burkhart, and she is here again as Martha Connor, devoted stage manager.
Right.
And she also gives a very strong performance, as does Rick Latimer as Michael O'Shaughnessy, Brooke Geergan as Cynthia Reagan, the town tart.
Well put.
Of course, using something more euphemistic than what she's called in the play. And who has sort of aged into his roles is Michael Starzynski as Willie Boyle. He is playing increasingly substantial parts.
Very impressive. I've always known him as a comic actor, and he's very funny.
He is.
But you're right. He's taking on these serious roles, including the father of a son who has committed suicide, and he just breaks down into tears in front of us. I asked him after the play, how do you do that? And he said, well, that's acting, son.
But he does eke comedy out of every role as well. He does find the funny even within the tragic. And finally in the cast is Robert Humphrey as Joaquim Sampson, the American. They keep calling him the Native American, and they go, is he an Apache? No, but he is the son of the playwright Mark Humphrey. Did you know that?
Oh, I did, actually. On the night we went, I saw Mark and said, well, oh, you're here to see your son? He said, no, I'm the bartender tonight.
Very good as Mr. Sampson, the American, who at first they're all disapproving of him. And then after they just show their worst possible selves, they go, oh, I hope you don't think everyone in Cork is as horrible as we are.
Well, the good news is it's great, well acted. We loved it. The audience on the night we went loved it, too.
The Irish play.
But this is the final weekend. Only have the Saturday show at 5.
But you have a little more time. Still, don't wait forever. We had mentioned last week Desiderio's Dinner Theater doing on a first name basis the Norm Foster play, starring, and I mean starring, Eileen Dugan and Peter Palmisano as a curmudgeonly novelist and his housekeeper of more than 30 years whose first name he's never bothered to learn.
It's very well done. These are two Buffalo's favorite actors, and they just live up to their reputation, just scene after scene. So my advice is to get to these plays now, because pretty soon it's going to be Easter, you're going to be busy, and then there's a whole new group of plays to be seen. So
yeah, next week we'll start talking about the Laughing Troll Cafe, which is coming into BUA. And
Islander, it's a family-friendly musical at Irish Classical Theatre Company.
Opening the same night, isn't that always the way? Okay, choose. We will see them both. For Theatre Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.